بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we started a new chapter on the compassion for the orphans, for the girls, the weak, the destitute, the broken-hearted, doing good to them, being compassionate towards them, being humble and down to earth with them, bringing humility. This is something that generally what happens is people overlook that a person has got no status, he got no standing. Person is weak, person is orphan. He's not given that type of respect, not given that type of honor. Why? Because they don't have any standing in society. So generally a person will look down at these people. And what Islam is telling us, to honor these people, love them, show compassion to these people. Why? Because they often, he doesn't have parents to show him that compassion, the parents to lead him that way, to be that pillar of support. So you be that pillar of support for this orphan child. That weak person, he doesn't have that strength to carry himself, whether he's financially weak, whether he's mentally weak, whether he's physically weak. Whatever it is, he doesn't have that strength. You as a fellow Muslim, you be that strength for this person. Person that is a female generally, she can't fight her case or she can't argue her matter. Very often the rights are trampled upon in estates and other matters, sometimes in a marriage also. Very often the rights of the woman are taken away and they don't have that voice, they don't have that ability to get or express themselves what is their rights, etc. And they just accept whatever comes to them. So therefore Islam is saying, you be that support also for these type of people. So Islam is teaching us all the time how we can assist those that are weak, those that are less fortunate, those that are not regarded in society to be people of honor and respect. We are the ones that show these people that type of respect. So finishing of two ayat of the Quran and we'll do one hadith. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرُ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ. Allah Ta'ala says, do not be harsh on the orphan. Do not be harsh on the orphan and do not drive away the beggar, that person that is asking. Do not drive him away. In other words, don't be rude to him. If you've got something to give him, give him. If you don't have something, say some good words, some kind words, some pleasant words. Excuse yourself in a nice way. But don't be harsh to that beggar. Drive him away, show him disrespect, mock at him, because the person is in a poor position. Doesn't have a position of any type of honor. If a person was a wealthy person, rich person, person of honorable, we wouldn't have spoken to him like that. So similarly, don't speak to a beggar in a harsh way. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ. And the first is, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَخَرُ. Do not be harsh with the orphan. And the second part of the ayat says, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرُ. Do not drive the beggar away. Next ayat of the Quran, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings, وقال تعالى أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعه اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين. Allah Ta'ala says, have you not seen the one who denies the day of judgment? When a person is arrogant, one of the signs is person doesn't have akhirat in front of him. One of the reasons is he doesn't have the akhirat in front of him. It's almost as though he's in denial of the day of Qiyamah. So therefore Allah Ta'ala says, أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين. Have you not seen the one who denies the day of judgment? فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. He is the one who drives away the orphan. وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And he does not encourage feeding of the poor. وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَى طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. He doesn't encourage this feeding of the poor. Ulama explained that what is the link? Allah Ta'ala mentions in ayats of the Quran also, الَّذِينَ يَبْخَلُونَ وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ. Those that are stingy and they encourage others to be stingy. Those that are miserly and they encourage others to be miserly. What is the link between a person being miserly and encouraging others to be miserly? And in this ayat of the Quran we say they do not encourage the feeding of the poor. Ulama explained that if they have to encourage the feeding of the poor because of their miserliness, their selfishness, then also they will have to feed. So to avoid themselves feeding, they don't encourage others also. So الَّذِينَ يَبْخُلُونَ, those that are miserly, وَيَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبُخْلِ, and they command others to be miserly. Why do they do this? So if others are miserly also, then the society is a society of not giving. So it doesn't become hard for us not to give. If everyone is giving and we're holding back, then we'll suddenly have a bad name that we are not giving. So if everyone is miserly, so we rather tell everyone to hold back with their money, don't give in this project, don't give in that project. So then we ourselves don't have to give. So this is the quality of miserliness, that you want others also not to give, so that you feel comfortable in that society. So this is what a bad quality it is, to be miserly and to hold back. So anyway, one hadith of the Quran that we'll go to, just what is an orphan in Islam? It often refers to a young child whose father has passed away. A young boy without baligh, a young child, boy or girl, whose father has passed away. Otherwise, a big man, he can also say that, I'm yatim, help me, I'm yatim. No, it doesn't mean that, because most elderly people don't have their father. So what it means is a person who's not baligh, a young boy or a girl, young, not yet baligh, and their father has passed away, this is what is referred to as a yatim, as an orphan in Islam. And Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, qala kunna ma'an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sittata nafarim, فقال المشركون للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اطرد هؤلاء يجترئون علينا وكنت انا وابن مسعود ورجل من هذيل وبلال ورجلان لست اسميهما فوقع في نفس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما شاء الله ان يقع فحدث نفسه فانزل الله تعالى ولا تطرد الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه رواه مسلم. As Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu narrates that we were in a group of six people. Would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the polytheists, the mushrikeen, they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, get rid of these people. What they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that these people, get rid of them. When we hear the names of some of them that were there in that sahaba, some of the names of the sahaba, they were regarded to be like the low class. In other words, in standing, not in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of what the people regarded as high class, I mean in terms of what the people regarded as low class. So these mushrikeen, they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, get rid of these people, so they don't have the courage to oppose us. So then he says that the six of us were myself, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, a man from the Huzail tribe, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, and two others whom I do not wish to name. In other riwayats it comes that these two others was Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he says that thoughts had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mind of which Allah ta'ala had put, and he began thinking to himself. In another hadith it comes, it explains that they had told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they put a proposal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they didn't want these people to be there. In other words, you speak to us without them be there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused. That I'm not going to do this. These are my sahaba. Whether you regard them as high class or low class or what's your opinion of them, I don't want to do this. So then they put a second proposal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one day you speak to us and one day you speak to them. Your sahaba, these are the close companions. One day you speak to us and one day you speak to them. The whole thinking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that how these people can get hidayat, how they can get Islam. He's talking about mushrikeen, how these non-Muslims can get hidayat. So therefore he's considering their proposals, that one day I must speak to the sahaba and one day I must speak to them. So on this basis Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was considering that proposal that they had put. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was considering the proposal that they had put, Allah ta'ala revealed this ayat, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا. And keep yourself, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, patiently with these people who call unto the Allah morning and afternoon or morning and evening seeking His countenance. Be with these type of people seeking the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Morning and evening they engage in calling and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You be with these people. Allah ta'ala said, in other words, forget about what they think of the sahaba. You be with these type of people. Islam is encouraging us that we be with those people that in society also not regarded as high class. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, day after, when these sahaba would see Rasulullah, or when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see these sahaba, whenever he would see them day after, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam welcomed them, and he would say, welcome to those regarding whom Allah ta'ala admonished me. Look at the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome, O people, with regards to whom Allah ta'ala had admonished me. You are the people who Allah ta'ala corrected me. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just considering that proposal, and Allah Ta'ala had corrected. So when he would see them, he would welcome them. And it mentioned that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not wake up from a gathering until these people woke up. Because Allah Ta'ala said, wasbir nafsaka, you remain with these people. So until unless they didn't wake up, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam wouldn't wake up. Look at the level of commitment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So anyway, continuing with this hadith, he says that they had made this request to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And Rasulullah sallallahu began to consider it. So Allah ta'ala then revealed the verse, do not repulse those who supplicate to their sustainer morning and evening seeking His countenance. The same explanation we had given now. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا. And what we see from here is that a Muslim doesn't feel offended to be with those people that are poor, those people that are low class. In the secular world, in the Western world, if you seem to be in a circle of rich, then you're in an honored position. But if you are seen to be in a circle of poor people, people look down upon you. You see what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. He chose to be with these people, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and others, who people generally look down at them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stayed with these type of people. So may Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq that we be happy to be with the poor. We be happy to serve and help the weak. We be happy to serve and assist those that are in need. This is the shan and the quality of a Muslim. He's not looking to see what recognition I get. He's looking to see of what service I can be to others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's from amongst the greatest days of the year. So let us be very careful we don't get involved in any type of guna, any type of sin. And also at the same time we take advantage of this day. Make it such that we recite Suratul Kahf. And we encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. And take advantage of the time, especially before Maghrib Salah, to engage in dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.